are part of our June group. We're going through the book of Mark right now, so we're in Mark chapter 5. We're going to have a little fun doing some cross-reference. You can go to Matthew chapter 8, 28 to 34. Luke chapter 8, 26 to 39. So those are just two other Gospels. One of the fun facts is Matthew will have two people, where Mark and Luke will just have one. So, Mark chapter 5, verse 1. Then they came to the other side of the sea, to the county of Gabarese. And when he had come out of the boat, immediately met him out of the tombs a man with an unclean spirit, who had been dwelling among the tombs, and no one could bind him, not even the chains, because he had often been bound with shackles and chains, and the chains had been pulled apart, and the shackles broken in pieces, neither could anyone tame him. And always, night and day, he was in the mountains and in the tombs, crying out, cutting himself with the stones. Interesting, as you see this, you and I read this, we're not so familiar as far as demon possession in America. Around the world, it's more prevalent. We are seeing, though, in America, asking ourselves, are people doing things? You're thinking, why would they do that? Not saying that because people do bad things are demon-possessed, but it's amazing how Satan's desire is to control people, and if people don't have the Holy Spirit, and they're involved in all these other things, opening themselves up to other things, and then eventually they find themselves doing some of these, you know, unbelievable, crazy things, it would make sense that they're oppressed by something. It makes sense that something had taken control of them. Not saying that they're not responsible. I'm just saying, as we watch society, as you read this passage of Scripture, we know Satan's goal was to destroy these individuals. Notice that society tried to help, tried to bind and chain and shackles, and none of that was sufficient for these two people. We do read a little bit farther down. If you go to verse 7, crying out with a loud voice, he said, "What have you to do with me, Jesus, Son of the Most High? I adjure you by God, do not torment me." For he was saying to them, or to him, "Come out of them, you unclean spirit." And Jesus asked, "What is your name?" He replied, "My name is Legion, for we are many." Interesting that as we read through this account, the demons know who Jesus is. They recognize him, and they recognize him as Jesus, Son of God, the Most High. So that's pretty interesting. And so as you keep on reading, a lot of times we'll, you know, most of us are familiar with Matthew chapter 5 as far as, okay, now we're going to cast these demons into the swine, and the swine are going to go over the river and over the mountain, and away we go. And so as you kind of think through the cost that it was for the person who ever owned the pigs, that was a huge substantial loss for them. I read and I wonder, and I haven't figured out why the pigs. Of all the things you're going to send the demons, why the pigs? Knowing that the demons are going to die anyway, or the pigs are going to die anyway. I don't know. I don't have a good answer for that. The people that I read don't have a good answer for it, so I can't help you with that. But I think it's something that you and I need to be aware of just as we look at Mark chapter 5. One, it's a reminder that Satan's goal is to destroy. Two, it's a reminder what Jesus did as he moved towards these people. He didn't go run away and hide from these people. And I love that about Jesus. He sees someone in need and says, "Oh yeah, with Jesus, all things are possible. Without Jesus, it's just not possible. There's no strength in individuals' lives without Jesus." So it's just good reminders for us as you go about your Friday, thinking back on Mark 5. The goal of Satan to destroy, the goal of Jesus is to restore. And there is restoration power in the name of Jesus. So thank you, Jesus, for this new day, the opportunity to serve you, to walk with you as we go about this Friday. And so keep our hearts sensitive to what's going on around us, but also allow us to continue to grow and be restored by you, Jesus. It's in your name we pray. Amen. God bless you and have a great Friday.